Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Marie Presley lived in fear after leaving. Lisa Marie Presley expressed deep fear after leaving the Church of Scientology around 2014, as revealed in her mother Priscilla Presley's new book, As I Leave. Priscilla recounted that Lisa Marie was terrified Scientology leader David Miscavige was out to get her following a confrontation in 2013 that prompted her departure from the church. Priscilla revealed that Lisa Marie believed she was under surveillance by Scientology members, allegedly following orders from Miscavige in retaliation for confronting him at the church's Clearwater, Florida headquarters over his disconnection from his father, Ron Miscavige, placing him in a secluded facility. Her misgivings reached a crisis, Priscilla noted, emphasizing her daughter's unwavering resolve during the confrontation. Fearless and angry, my daughter walked into the eye of the storm and confronted David directly. Post-confrontation, Priscilla described a disturbing aftermath, where Lisa Marie called her distressed, stating, "Mom, I'm so scared. I gave it to David, and now they're following me. There are black limos parked outside my house and following me around." Priscilla acknowledged Lisa Marie's growing disillusionment with the church, which inspired her to write the protest song, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." Priscilla revealed that both mother and daughter left Scientology around the same time, albeit differently. She went out with a bang and a lot of headlines. "I chose to go quietly," Priscilla shared, reminiscing about the community and support she once valued in the church, including her friendship with John Travolta. In response to Priscilla's comments, a representative for Scientology stated the allegations were false, noting Lisa Marie did not mention similar experiences in her memoir. The spokesperson claimed that prior to her passing, Lisa Marie sought to reconcile with the church, explaining she had been misled and was struggling with substance abuse.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.